Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show. Out of context.
I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress.
Charlie probably going to whoop their ass in the ratings.
I can't wait to be an old broad.
Their roast beef sandwich used to make me fall to my knees and my eyes roll up into my head with pleasure.
Every time I go to Colorado, I sleep with Willie Nelson.
I have about 8 dozen people I'd like to threaten.
8 dozen?
Yeah.
I don't want to throw up at 9:30 in the morning.
You don't have to throw up at 9:30.
Hello,
you
know, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I want them to be out immediately, and you know what it is? Spite.
Regarding big-headed babies, definitely feels sorry for the mom. That's my point. It's like passing a basketball.
I'm going to erect it. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Oh, my.
Oh my,
what in the world?
How well, is this show still on the air? Who's listening to this?
I don't know, man.
Much?
It's the week out of context. And so this is the part where we have to remember why we said what we said.
This is why, like, when people are like, oh, do you remember you said that? No. Mm-mm. Listen, we're just killing time.
No, man. A lot of stuff just comes out of my face. What's up?
All right. I'm going to play some of these clips for you guys. You need to give me some context. Amy, I'm going to start with you. Give some context to this.
I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress. Yes, it's true.
Is that what I said
on a first date?
No. You were using it as an excuse to get away from somebody. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, a talker? Someone goes, "How are you?" And then they say, "Surprisingly well."
No.
I don't know. I have no idea why I said that.
You were in the gym and somebody was trying to sell you something through Amway and you said, "Oh, I can't eat that," or whatever. "I can't drink whatever shake you're selling me. I have gastrointestinal distress."
And for what the record, it's not lying. I wasn't lying. I was very forthright. I did say that on a first date one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You told somebody on a date that you had gastrointestinal distress?
Yeah, because we went somewhere and I couldn't eat anything on the menu. I thought, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. And then, like, let's get drinks. But I couldn't drink at the time. So I said, listen, buddy, I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress.
You did not.
No, I did. I promise.
You were such a weirdo.
It's true. What do you want me to say? Lie? I don't drink.
You're saying, like, I haven't been feeling great lately.
He's going to think that I had the flu.
Okay.
I panicked and I told the truth.
Wow. That's remarkable.
Ron, did you give some context to this?
Charlie Brown going to whoop their ass in the ratings.
I know.
Oh, we were talking about some show going, whatever, was it the like Christmas Eve show or something?
Yeah. It was Amy and Curb's hockey show.
That's what it was. That's right. Offside hockey. Are you competing against Charlie Brown Christmas?
Ackerman asked that. Yep. He goes, "Oh, you're going to be on Christmas Eve? Yeah. On Channel 4? Yes. Yeah. KMOV. Oh, are you going up against Charlie Brown?"
I said, "You're going to get your ass whooped by Charlie Brown."
Yeah.
Sorry. Love you both, but it is a far superior show.
Christmas Eve on Charlie Brown.
That's right.
Amy, explain this horrible comment.
Every time I go to Colorado, I sleep with Willie Nelson.
I know what that is.
Vile.
Yes, Willie.
Despicable.
Willie Nelson is a little Yorkie poo. He is the cutest dog, and he likes to sleep in the guest bed of my friend's house, but he'll only sleep in the guest bed when there's a guest. So as soon as I show up, Willie Nelson gets all excited, runs around, and then jumps on the bed.
That's it. Good job. All right, we got time for a few more. Ranji, explain this.
Their roast beef sandwich used to make me fall to my knees, and my eyes roll up into my head with pleasure. That was a text. That was a listener's text.
I don't like it.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
God, what sandwich plate? What burger?
Someplace
High Point.
Yes.
High Point. That's it.
Pretty good.
I never had their roast beef, but if it does that to you,
Ew.
I need to look into that.
Well, how can any locations be closing if that's what it does? Unless that's what people are doing in the store.
Oh, stop.
Amy, last one for you.
I don't want to throw up at 9:30
You don't have
in the morning.
To throw up at 9:30.
Mardi Gras.
That's it.
You don't have to throw up at all. You could just go and enjoy yourself.
Because I went there, I emceed something at a tent, and there was throw up on the ground, multiple spots. It was 9:30 in the morning.
Amy thinks that if you go to Mardi Gras Grand Parade Day, that you have to puke in the morning. You don't.
You seemed pretty fine with the idea.
I don't vomit. I have a good time. You could go and have a good time without being pukey.
Yeah, but you said you're not really a puker anyway.
That's right.
A lot of people are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.